Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? Our relationship with God is real. And it has an effect on our lives, obviously. He is the source of our needs being met. So we want to make sure that we can objectively evaluate not only our relationship with God, but does it matter if all knowing God as our Savior means is that when we die, we go to heaven. We're kind of left to struggle with this life on our own. And that's not His purpose. That's not His plan. So we want to find out objectively if what we're believing is helping or hurting our relationship with Him. So we've been talking about from Practical Christianity series, what it is that it means to be a successful Christian. And if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to give a call about this topic. I'd love to talk to you online or on air. Also, if you'd like to email me, you're free to do that. We've also got our special offer of the books. A lot of you are wanting to go more quickly than we are going here. And so we do have the three books available at a special offer. And you can take advantage of that by going on the Prepare blog website profile page. There's a link there for Grace Resources. And that'll take you, might have to take you a couple steps, but you shouldn't have any problem getting to where the books are available as a series. There's three books, and they parallel what we've been talking about here. Now, we do go into greater depth here, but some people listen by reading, some people listen by audio, and they are a great combination. And again, if you want to go faster than we can go here, that would probably be advantageous to you. You can also sign up for the blog there at wecanprepare.org. That's our blog, and we're spending more time getting that up and running as far as getting posts, you know, almost every day. But what we want to do is have that down the road, an area where we can be a little bit more interactive and have some more opportunities for not just feedback, but for, testing to see if we're hearing from God. What does it look like? How do we find out if we're making the right decision or not? And what we'll be doing is doing that online. And if you'd like to be partakers of that, just register and you'll be able to comment. And obviously, you know, it's open to the public, so you're welcome to just keep an eye on things. But you can also sign up for Feedblitz or Feedburner. And what that will do is it will deliver it to your email box. Every time there's a new post there, it will just email it to you once a day. If there's nothing new that the previous day, you don't get anything. So it doesn't clog up your email box, but it will remind you so you don't have to keep on coming back to see what's going on. When we change schedules, we also post it there. So if you're trying to follow a particular series and you want to know what the schedule is, it'll be posted there. So I encourage you to do that. Of course, if you've got any questions, either about what we've been talking about or what if you're having any challenges getting to any part of the website or getting to the special offer for the books, you can email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. There's another address, a couple of addresses and the phone number and all the contact information in the chat room as well, so you can visit there. And we do have the chat room open. If you've got a question related to this topic, what we're talking about now, success and our purpose, you can post it there, and I'll be checking back and forth, trying to not be too distracted by what's going on in the chat room. But if you've got a good question, I'd be happy to try to answer it either during the show or after. So feel free to visit there. So we have been talking about our purpose and success. And again, practical Christianity does what we believe work. We don't want to wait until, you know, after the fact, until, you know, we're 90 years old to find out, well, we've been doing it wrong. You know, we've been striving and struggling, and we thought God wanted us to. And our purpose, our goal, is to focus on what really matters. There's the old adage of there's two different kinds of work. There's working hard and working smart. Let's work smart. Just putting extra effort into it may not be the most efficient use of your time. And our time here is for a season. We don't know what came before. We don't know what's coming afterwards. But we want to take full advantage of our opportunities that God is arranging for us here on this earth. So let's work smart. And to do that, we'll need to take responsibility for our own beliefs, for our own decisions, and even who we put our trust in, our faith. What we're learning to do here through dependent grace, this is why we call it dependent, is we're depending on God. We're learning how to hear Him, how to recognize Him, how to have that confidence, so that even in the middle of a battle or change or controversy or injury, we have that rest. Again, that comes from confidence, that it's not something we need to feel right about, but knowing that we have done all and we can now stand. And how do we know if we've done all? Very often we just have this checklist that's been devised by, you know, ministries and doctrines, and even going through our own, you know, reading all the different books that are out there. Okay, if I do this, this, and this, God has to take care of me. God loves us, so He meets us where we're at. But there is a better way. There is the best way. And very often, better is the enemy of best. We're not going to settle for good. We're not going to settle for better. We want the best. We want God's way. And His way is when we ask Him, God, is there this is a difficult situation. Is there anything I can be doing? Is there anything I should be doing? I need to change, take on. Is this something I can take authority over? Is there a wound involved? We ask Him. That's the best way. Now, it takes time to learn how to hear Him. because we are so used to just hearing our own thoughts, our own beliefs. You know, we have little scripts, and then when you push the button, that script plays. You know, when we're depressed, we put on worship tapes. When we need to know, make a decision, we ask people to pray for us. When we are, when something isn't working, we go to our pastor. So we have, and these are all personal. You may not do any of these, but what do you do? Under stress, who do you turn to? What do you turn to? God wants you to turn to Him. And this is not just a subjective turning or blind or invisible. There are concrete things we do. And to develop our relationship with God. So we've been talking about our purpose, and we've been talking about success. And we've concluded that success is, for us, for Christians, is simply actively depending on God to live His life in and through us, on His terms, and in His ways. So it's all about relationship. So if that's what success is, what is our purpose? Why? Why is success? Why is depending on God important? What are we here for? What gives meaning to our lives? Well, a lot of times we think that, you know, we have a specific, if we could just know what our purpose is, then we could go do it and be satisfied. But that those are transient, aren't they? And God never says that doing something will satisfy. Only being who we are, who God created us to be, and who we are in Him right now will satisfy. And that's where that rest and that confidence comes from being satisfied. Like Paul said, even when everything was falling around his ears, he felt he was a complete failure, and yet he was content. Not because he had achieved anything, but because he knew that he had run his race. He had heard God. He was resting in Him, and he had done what God had asked him to. I'm sure there were plenty of people that were critical of the way he was handling things. That wasn't his measure of success or his evaluation of his purpose. So our purpose now is to live that eternal life now. And eternal life is knowing Christ, knowing Him, not just believing in Him or having faith in Him, but knowing Him. And we only gain that knowledge by experiencing relationship with Him. And since we know that's His purpose for us, that's what He came to do, is to give you, to give me eternal life, His life. He needed to deal with sin. So that was what He came, since He came here to be resurrected, so He could give us eternal life. The cross was the means. The resurrection was the end. How often we focus on His sacrifice and the cross. But that was just His means to the end, which is to have relationship with us. And it's so, we get so bogged down because we think God thinks like us. What does he get out of it? He's already gotten everything because he created everything. A lot of times we think he needs to be glorified in this earth. Okay, so he's sitting up somewhere in heaven. He goes, you know, I need somebody to glorify me. I'm kind of short today. Maybe I'm feeling a little depressed. I need somebody to glorify and honor me. People aren't honoring me enough. You know, I just don't think so. He honors himself. He glorifies himself. In himself, by himself. Now what's fun is that we are in him. That what you are doing right now is honoring him. It is glorifying him. Because in your spirit, you are in him. If you are born again, if you have received, if you have recognized that without him, you are dead in your spirit. No behavior can change you. Either good or bad. You can't do anything now to keep him loving you, now that you are a Christian. It's not about behavior, it's about your identity, who you are. And when you, once you became a Christian, once you experienced that salvation experience, you received eternal life. Eternal life is now part of your character. Just as being generous, a giver, and appreciative and trustworthy and joyful and patient and kind and omniscient and omnipotent, all characteristics that God has, you have in your spirit. But there's that great disconnect where we are now double-minded. We have our spiritual mind, which knows all things, believes all things, trusts all things, and our soulical mind, where we still want to do things our way. So our struggle is within. And God has left us here to face our enemies, not so we can, because they need to be defeated. God can defeat them all just by a thought. But so through the process of defeating them ourselves, we learn how to depend on him. And through dependence, we learn how to live out of his eternal life. Through dependence, we get to know him. So what does that look like? Again, it will be different for each one of us. But generally speaking, knowing God is a process of learning dependence. And for our purposes, we've talked about those, the threefold learning process of learning how to go to him to get healed, both soulically and physically, learning how he exposes our flesh so he can consume it, and learning to know him, to rest in and enjoy our present relationship with him. Every circumstance in your life right now is contributing to these three activities that God is working out in your life. He's pursuing these areas in your life. He's arranging your circumstances. Even so, our purpose now is not to do these three things, but to depend on God to do them in and through us. how and when we are changed is his responsibility. And we learn how faithful he is very often by after he's proved his faithfulness. We figure very often if we question what he's doing in our lives, we have a lack of faith. When God says, don't question me, come to me, because I want to give you the answers. He doesn't rebuke us for asking. He says, come, let us reason together. Let us talk about this. He wants us to know not only that he can speak, but that we can hear always. And in your spirit, again, you are hearing him right now. So if eternal life is rest and dependence on him, and he's taken responsibility for revealing himself, is there anything we can do? What is our contribution? Is there anything we can do now? Well, yes and no, as usual. We can learn to actively rest. Like a patient undergoing surgery, it is imperative that we lie still on the operating table. That's why during the surgery, you know, you get all the drugs to knock you out so you aren't aware of what's being done. And a lot of times that's what God does to us. He doesn't even let us know what we're doing, what he's doing. Now in your spirit, again, you know, and you're cooperating. A lot of times we don't see it until after it's done, years down the line sometimes, or he lets us in on what he's doing, the change he's making, when he's already done 99% of the work. That's why we can become overwhelmed when he shows us a flaw or a bad habit, and we just feel overwhelmed that, oh man, this is what I've always believed. How could I have been wrong all this time? How am I ever going to get over this? Look at all the mess that it's made. And yet he's already been working with it. He's got 99% of the mess already cleared up. So be encouraged when that happens. You're almost done. It's not just, okay, you're starting to deal with it. God's been dealing with it. He's ready to wrap it up. So the best we can do is be still and learn to know him. To get to that state of rest, God will teach us how to truly renew our minds and submit our beliefs until we believe what he says about us. Okay? God has certain beliefs about you. And we have certain beliefs about us and about him and about others. Now, where there's a distinction, where God believes something different than what we believe, who do you think is going to change? Is God going to say, oh, well, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go with your way of doing things. No, he says, come. I've got the right way. I've got the truth. I am the truth. Now, a lot of times we want understanding. God just says, no, just do it my way, and you'll enter into that rest, and that will be what satisfies. Not the understanding, not the vindication or the justice or the fairness or the truthfulness. It's the living truth, the living word, the living righteousness that satisfies. Says, take, eat. This will satisfy. We will then trust him because we have experienced his love for us. So many of us believe that God loves us and that he's taking care of us and looking out for us. But because we haven't really experienced that, that love and that loving kindness and that faithfulness, we don't know it. And there's that huge difference between believing something and knowing it. Eternal life is knowing God, not just believing in him. So let's not settle for a belief. Let's experience him. Only God can live the Christian life. Fortunately, we are in God. We are a spirit being as he is spirit. But on our own, out of our own strength, you cannot live a Christian life. So our purpose now is to let him live that life through us without our soulical interference. His life in us becomes our reality. We actually become blind to our surroundings, our situations, our circumstances, and even our own desires. And even more difficult, we even become deaf to the cries of the needs within and the needy without, to the point that all we know is what he tells us and only respond to his will joyfully with rest, but also with his power and his authority. So we don't let the needs of others dictate our actions. It's God's job to meet the needs of others, whether he chooses to use you or not. How many times did Jesus walk by people who were in need and didn't meet their needs? He has his own reasons, and it's out of trust that we can, by experience, that we can just say, okay, God, you know, here I am, and just know that, do we really think if he cares about people, he's got a plan for them. And do we trust him to be working out that plan? Now, the more sensitive we become to hearing his voice and being able to test it and then have that confidence, the more we'll be available to not just give out of our own desire to help, but we will give in accordance to his purpose for the circumstance. For instance, if someone refuses to work and we just keep giving them money, they're not learning what they need to learn, and we're not doing them any good. Now, God may say, give them money, but you're not giving them money because they've asked for it, or because you want to. It's because if you know you've heard from him and you follow through in what he's told you to do, you know that what you are doing will have the effect that he wants. When we come into the simplicity of hearing his voice and following it, it makes life so much more clear. We like to make things complex because we like to have control. We'll pick up here next Monday. We'll meet again tomorrow, at 7:30. Talk about getting healed. Until then, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.